This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party announces new policies every hour out of frustration. Addressing a public meeting in RK Puram in New Delhi, Mr. Modi claimed that Aam Aadmi Party is so shocked that it is resorting to false announcements. He also alleged that the party has wasted the past 11 years and has not done any development work. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw participated in a door-to-door campaign. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal has written to the Chief Election Commissioner demanding action against BJP workers and Delhi police officers, alleging that they had attacked his party workers. Addressing the media, Mr. Kejriwal claimed that Aam Aadmi Party workers in the New Delhi Assembly were being intimidated and harassed by BJP workers. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and the counting of votes will take place on the 8th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India and Indonesia relations are not just geopolitical but also date back thousands of years. In his remarks during Maha Kumbh Mishekam of Sri Sanatan Dharma Alayam in Jakarta, Indonesia, Mr. Modi said India and Indonesia are connected through culture, civilizational ties and spirituality. He added that whenever an Indian visits the temples in Indonesia, like Prambanan Temple, they are reminded of Kashi and Kedarnath.
भारत और इंडोनेशिया के लोगों के लिए हमारे रिश्ते सिर्फ जियोपॉलिटिकल नहीं है हम हजारों वर्ष पुरानी संस्कृति से जुड़े हैं हम हजारों वर्ष पुराने इतिहास से जुड़े हैं हमारा संबंध विरासत का है विज्ञान का है विश्वास का है हमारा संबंध साझी आस्था का है अध्यात्म का है हमारा संबंध भगवान मुरुगन और भगवान श्री राम का भी है और हमारा संबंध भगवान बुद्ध का भी है
India's ambitious mission to send scientists to explore the depths of the ocean in specially designed submersible Samudrayaan got a boost, with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman allocating 600 crore rupees for the deep ocean mission. The mission involves mapping deep ocean floors and developing technologies like a manned submersible with 6,000 meter water depth rating. It also involves exploration of deep sea mining for sustainable utilization of deep sea bioresources and developing engineering designs for offshore thermal energy-driven desalination plants. India plans to send a manned submersible developed by the Chennai-based National Institute of Ocean Technology up to a depth of 500 meters in the ocean later this year and gradually explore the seabed at the depth of 6,000 meters next year. Over 1.95 lakh crore rupees in gross goods and services tax revenue was collected in the month of January 2025, witnessing a growth of 12.3% compared to January 2024. The central GST collection for the month stood at 36,077 crore rupees and state GST at 44,942 crore rupees. The integrated IGST collection amounts to over 1 lakh crore rupees and cess is at 13,400 112 crore rupees. India has defended their ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup title, beating South Africa by 9 wickets in the final match at the Bayumas Oval in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Gungadi Trisha's unbeaten innings of 44 helped Nikki Prasad-led Women in Blue to chase the target of 83 runs in the 12th over. She also got the Player of the Match award. Sanika Chalke also contributed with an unbeaten 26. Earlier, South Africa got bundled out for just 82 runs. Asian Games bronze-winning shooter Ashi Choksi of Madhya Pradesh today broke the women's 50-meter rifle three-positions national record on her way to the gold medal at the 38th National Games in Dehradun. The 22-year-old Choksi, who won a silver in 50-meter rifle three-positions and a silver in 10-meter air rifle team event at the Hangzhou Asian Games in 2023, scored an exceptional 598, breaking the previous record of 594 set by Sifat Kaur Samra in 2023. And that is the end of this news bulletin.